everyone. Hope you are having a good, wonderful day. And we are talking about, we got an email from a reader, or it might have been a podcast listener. I'm not sure. Email from someone. Someone sent us an email. And it's interesting predicament this guy has going on. So basically, he's working in a ministry job, has really enjoyed it a lot, loves the people he works with, and is earning about $45,000 a year there. But at the same time, he has an offer to take a position for double that, $90,000. And just kind of was asking for advice. And and I was like, what do you do when you're in these situations?
Yeah. And I, you know, Bob was telling me about this and I was like, I hate when people are like, so what should I do?
Well, yeah,
and they're just
not,
like expecting us to answer for them. And we're like, that's not our
we're
job.
Not those people. Like, we're not going to tell you what to do. But what I like to do, what I think is the most helpful thing to do, is to figure out the right questions to ask to get to the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is a tough question, because there's a lot of people, I think, working in ministry, knowing that they could earn more,
right,
and then having this tension, especially when things get really financially tight. And that's the case for this particular guy. So anyway, as always, like, we don't have all the answers, but God does. That's a beautiful thing. And so, but like I said, we're going to try to point a couple different questions here to kind of think, like how I would think about it if I were in this position right now.
Yes.
That's how I would approach it.
Yes. How, like, what questions would we be asking ourselves, and how, like, all of this, I think, has to be taken back to the Lord and, like, submitted to the Lord of what do you want me to do? Because, it's not just, should I do this or should I do that? There's so much, I think, especially when it comes to your paycheck, how is your heart wrapped up in this? And those are, I think, questions that need to be asked.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to take you back to the email I got. So it says, there's a lot here, but I'll just read it. So my name is Michael. I work for a Christ-centered nonprofit ministry. I love my organization. Love the way they care for the staff. Coming out of school, I had two job offers. One was with my current organization, $45,000 a year salary, a generous starting offer for this organization. The other was with the Fortune 100 company, which he had been interning at, and basically would have left him after bonuses with $90,000 a year. So double the salary. Okay. So he said, coming out of college, I had no debt, $6,000 emergency fund, felt like I had more than enough cushion to live the life I wanted while being part of this ministry. I chose to work here. I don't regret it. While the job itself doesn't feel like a perfect fit, the Lord has taught me a lot about stewardship, provision, his economy, all this. So I have learned frugality and abundance. I shop at Aldi, don't eat out much, don't have subscription services, use a library, all of that. And I've learned that I have more than enough. I live off my salary. I save some for retirement. And just kind of move down here. He said, however, this fall, I've come across some circumstances that feel like a reality check. My car was totaled, wasn't my fault. And to replace that car with the same car, it ended up costing him $3,000. So even though the insurance paid, he had to spend an extra $3,000 to do that. He said within a couple of weeks, had an injury and had to pay for that. So his savings has decreased a whole bunch. He's trying to find some ways to pick up freelance work, but doesn't see a way to kind of make back that money in the next 6 months. And so the question is, financially speaking, I'm not sure it's wise to stay at my current organization at this ministry working there when I know I could be earning so much more in this other job doing the same thing. And, you know, when he talks about, I want to be content with what I have, but also feels limiting. And he said, I'm looking for advice. Should I switch organizations, even though I love the culture and perks of my current job? Should I switch for financial reasons? Like, I don't want to be motivated by money, but I also want to be a wise steward.
Right.
Grateful for any perspective you could provide. All right. So again, I'm not going to tell you, here's what you do. I'm not that guy, but.
Well, that's not our job.
Yeah.
That's not our job.
It isn't our
job.
It's not to make that for you. But like I said, we're going to ask a few different questions.
Right.
That
to help, I guess, just to help for guidance. Okay. So I think the very first question is, do you feel called to be there? I think that's the very first question. And as we were kind of talking through this, I'm trying to figure out where to go because I have so many thoughts. Here's a mistake that I think people make. I think people can get out of college, which it sounds like he's relatively young. They get out of college and they see the work that is being done in a ministry or their church or a non-for-profit and think, I love that so much. And it's just, it's very sweet and it's very pure. And, but what they think is, I'm going to go work for them. I want to go work for that. Or they might think, man, it'd be really great to work with fill in the blank, you know, the pastor, the, you know, whatever leader. And a lot of times it's just not everything that they think it's going to be.
Well, and not something they're necessarily called to.
Yes.
Like, cause I was in a church for a little while that, that very much had this hierarchy of the most holy thing you can do is to work in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's just 100% not true at all. Like there are a lot of us that are called to the private sector, and God has called us to do that. And that is the most holy thing that we can do. Mm-hmm. That is the most righteous thing that we can do.
Yeah.
When we're called to do that. Now, if you're called to work in the ministry, then that is what you need to do. But
and that is the most
but there
holy
isn't
thing.
A hierarchy of, right. Well, I'm a pastor versus I'm a trash man or a lawyer or whatever. Like,
right.
Yeah. And so that's such an important thing to understand. And I think to what you're saying, I think there's a lot of people that miss that. And yeah, anyway.
Yes. Well, and even I think we've come across this a little bit where we view this job that we have as a ministry, and I don't think everyone does. And so I've had conversations with people being like, I just really want to like get into ministry and whatever. And I'm like, but they don't really want to work with us, which is just always kind of funny to me. Cause I'm like, I mean, I don't really say anything, but in my heart, I'm like, we are a ministry like this. This is doing the work of the Lord because this is what we're called to do.
Yeah.
That's not saying that they should be called or that they should work here if they're not called to work here, obviously. But like, I think just broadening your view of what ministry looks like and what God has called you to do, I just think it's a better idea to just not be so non-for-profit or church. Like that's the best place I can work. It's just not.
Yeah, because I have seen this a lot with especially young Christians, like coming out of college. It's like, nope, that's it. That's the thing I'm doing. You know, kind of to your point, like, you know, we are not a not-for-profit. And there's strategic reasons why we're not. We're actually able to be far more effective and impact far more lives because we're not set up as a not-for-profit. But we are very much a mission-focused, kingdom-focused business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and any of you that know our story, it's like we aren't trying to just rack up bigger profits as we possibly can. Like our mission is to give and to funnel things back into the kingdom. And so, anyway.
Yeah. And I forgot what I was going to say. But okay, let's move on to the next thing.
Okay, so that's
the first thing. Has God called me to this job?
Yeah, that's the first question to ask. Second question to ask is, even if he did call you there initially, is it possible that the season is over?
Right.
Because things work seasonally. Mm-hmm. And just because he called you to do something for a certain amount of time doesn't mean that you were called to do that for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And that's really important to understand.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else there?
I mean, no, I think that's good.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just leave that there.
We'll just leave that
third
there.
Third question. Okay. Are you able to provide for your family? Okay. So in this case, Michael didn't say anything about his family, so I don't really know. Like,
so
if he's got
a family.
Like
he's single.
But,
single
but,
guy.
Well, maybe, but like, just maybe. Might not have mentioned it. But, like, you know, if you have three kids at home and, you know, you're working this position and you're just finding yourself, it's like, I'm having a hard time feeding my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a factor in this equation that I think has to be evaluated. You know, 1 Timothy 5:8 talks about this idea of like, if we don't provide for our family, we're worse than unbelievers. So, and that's like a pretty extreme example. It's probably not your case at all, Michael, but I think there are people who need to hear that because I think, and I had a season in my early 20s where I was so legalistically do or die on some things that, I was just missing the forest from the trees from how God actually saw things. And at that point I could see myself being like, no kids, you're just going to have to fast because I am whatever, whatever. And again, right. None of this is taking away from if you sense the Lord leading you there and you're supposed to be there, that's the final answer as far as I'm concerned. If you know, if God put on your heart and you feel like I'm supposed to be here, then that's it. Like all the rest of these questions don't really matter. It just now becomes, how do you walk this out in faith, stick with it when you know that he's called you to do that?
Yeah.
But outside of that.
And we can address that in a second, but go ahead.
Outside of that, if you feel really strongly or if you're like, I don't know, I really liked it, I'm excited about it, I don't know that God really called me here per se, you know, then some of these other factors or these other questions are a lot more relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah. So to your point, what I was going to say about that is if we are living our lives for God, there is an element of sacrifice. There always will be. That's just how it is. And I think like based on this email, what I was hearing is I really like this job, but it doesn't pay enough. But I like the environment and I like this stuff, but this would be a better salary. And thinking about it that way, it's like you look at both sides and there's probably going to be an element of sacrifice in both positions.
Yeah.
And so you do need to get comfortable with that and realize I'm either going to work for this ministry that God's called me to, and my sacrifice, my giving is going to be in not having a big salary. And my provision is going to come from the Lord. So when the other expenses come up, like I'm living a comfortable life until there's a problem. So when those other things come up, our job is to say, Lord, I trust you. You've asked me to be in this job and I want to obey you. So I need help. I need you to provide. You said that you're the provider. So I need you to provide.
Yeah.
So the flip side of that coin is, maybe working in an environment that's not great, that's really difficult, that you go in every day and you feel underappreciated and you, you know, but God is saying, I have you there for a reason. Stick it out. Open your mouth when I tell you to open your mouth. Close your mouth when I tell you to close your mouth. Receive the salary and do what, like do as much good as you can with the salary. Do you know what I mean? So in both positions, there is a dying of our own selves to accomplish the calling of God on our lives. I think it's easy to look at one or the other and have some preconceived notions about it. But we have to remember that we are not working for man. We are working for God. Mm-hmm. And so when we're working for God, it's always going to be that there is a sacrifice that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Don't you
think?
That's
good. No, that's really, really good. Yeah. So fourth question that I would be asking in this situation is, what is the downside of just being honest with your employer and telling them what you need in order to continue there? Now, I understand this is not for profit. I understand they don't have deep pockets. I understand whatever, you might be getting paid better than everyone else there. But at the end of the day, if it's just not going to work out, if I were that employer, if I were your boss, I would love to have that conversation with you. I would love to know what's going on and know that, all right, if we could find a way to pay you an extra $10,000, does that solve this problem? That's how I would be thinking about this as an employer.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not possible. Maybe my hands are tied, the budget's too tight, whatever else like that. But I would love that opportunity rather than you just leaving or you just like struggling and being a martyr. I would love to be able to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and what I liked about this email too, is it sounds like Michael's doing everything he can in his power to keep his expenses low.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's like, you know, I have to have everything.
Yeah.
I've got to have a big apartment and all the streaming services and fancy car and blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's been a lot of stewardship and sacrifice already going on. And so to me, I mean, I would bring that up. I'd be like, I'm doing the best I can with what I have.
I mean, I only have 4 Gucci bags, but like, I'm okay selling one anyway.
My Louis Vuitton luggage needs to be replaced. And no, but I mean, to me, it's like, it's a noble thing. Cause you know, it's like, if you're just going out and you're just spending all this money and, if your standard of living is super high and you're just like, this just isn't enough money, I'm just not doing this. Like, you come across as like you have a bad attitude and you're just not willing to sacrifice. And it's like, well, if you're already sacrificing, you're already doing the things and you're finding yourself still in this position, then I think it's okay to be like, you know, this is a dilemma I have.
Yeah.
I really want to stay here.
Yeah.
Can we do anything? Can we talk through this? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the last question, which I think is a really powerful question to ask.
Wait, let's go back to that for one second. Or even asking for advice. Like maybe this employer has some really good advice on how they've worked through that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's worth the conversation of, can I please... you know, not-for-profits, I feel like a lot of times are very lifestyle. It's a lifestyle job rather than like you clock in and you clock out type of thing. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're just always thinking about it because you're so passionate about the topic, but there might need to be at 5 o'clock, I need to leave and I need to go make some more money another way so that I can, you know, I'd like to set this boundary in place, not so that I, you know, because I don't care, but because I do care and I want to stay here.
Yeah. And that's really good. I think that's great.
I want to be able to provide, you know, for myself while still doing the thing that I feel like God has called me to do.
Yeah. But point is, rolling all that up into one, like, you ask yourself that question. Is there a downside of having some of these conversations? And hopefully there isn't. Hopefully it's just all upside potential by doing that. But anyway, fifth question, which I think is a really, really powerful reframe of this, is what good could you do for this organization that means so much to you if you took that $90K job and then you gave $30,000 a year to the organization? Because now you've earned so much more. And you can be a donor to this organization, and you can volunteer your time. What would that look like? You know what I mean? Like that, because that's an option that you have, you know?
Yeah, because again, it's still like fulfilling that desire that you have to make a difference in that area. You know, like that's the big thing is it's like, well, I don't want to leave because I love the difference that I'm making. It's like, could you do it in a different way? It's a good question to ask and a great way to just reframe the whole thing.
Yeah. And what you were saying before, you mentioned this, and this is also really important to think about. Like if I chose a $45,000 a year job at a ministry because I felt like I was called to do that and intentionally passed up a $90,000 salary, like I would look at that as giving. That is your act of generosity that you are passing up that 45K in order to serve in this ministry, in this organization. And the reason I say that is, you know, this comes back to our philosophy and how we think about money and giving and everything else. Like I'm thinking, you know, so for us, if you read our book, Simple Money, Rich Life, like we talk about this idea of our net given. And so making that our primary metric that we track. And the reason we do that, we track how much we've given, is because it puts this big thing on our wall that I want to chase. I would rather chase having the largest number that we've given than the largest number that we can accumulate. And that's what that has done for us. And that's what that can do for you if you reshift your mind towards giving. And then everything becomes, all right, and not in a like, I'm going to try to trick the system to like rank up the number. But the point is like, when we have something we're tracking, it motivates us, it moves us forward. And that's what I want to be motivated towards, is towards giving. And so that's what I mean mostly by that, where it's just like, not like a self-congratulatory pat on the back or I'm so special because I laid this down, but just knowing that, like that should help you feel more, I don't know, more excited about the work that you're doing, knowing that this is a significant act of generosity that you are working in this ministry position when you could be earning that over there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree because, I mean, that's what we want. We all want like a sense of purpose, you know? And I think that that really brings that. And it also makes you make different decisions, I think.
Yeah.
When you see what you have laid down for the sake of the call, you all of a sudden are like, you just are making decisions differently where you're like, you just become more creative with, I could do this so that I can be able to give what I'm giving. Don't you think?
No, I do. Yeah. And as I'm thinking about this more, I think there's a whole lot in part 3 of our book or part 2 of our book. So Simple Money, Rich Life, for anybody who doesn't have it. But part two of this book just has a lot that I think would be really helpful for you. You know, we break out really these four keys to earning more in this digital era that we're in. And so anyway, Michael, I'm going to send you a copy of this book. If you haven't read it yet, read that section, because there's a lot of ideas in there, regardless of what you change, what path you choose here, I think will help you, just move forward and move out of this situation. So hopefully that'll be helpful to you. Anyway, any other thoughts you have on this?
I think one part of the email, I don't think we talked about this, but it relates to this exact thing, was that there was this thing in the back of his mind of like, I could be making more money. I could be making more money. And so there's this comparison thing. And as soon as you decide, and I think I've said this probably, I don't know, 10 times at least.
Keep saying it.
Where I looked at Bob one day and I was like, why is it that this person, they're getting new cars, they're redecorating their house every 2 years, they're, you know, moving, they're buying a beach house, they're doing, you know, all these things that I'm like, I would really love. Honestly, I'd really love these things. And Bob said to me, they're not giving away 40% of their income. Like, that was it. And I was like, you're right. They're not doing the same things we're doing. And we've chosen this. We felt like God called us to it. We've chosen it because we felt like he called us to it. And I would so much rather do that. My focus is on this rather than on this. And so that's not to diss them or anything like that. We're just running a different race. I'm making zero comments about their choices. I'm just saying, this is my focus. And so when I remember what my focus is and have my focus on the thing that God called me to do, then there's a lot of stuff I don't care about.
Yeah. It puts it in perspective.
Yes.
Because we're running this race he's called us to do. And it's like, I don't care that everyone else is trying to keep up with the Joneses. And we are trying to, you know, serve and please an audience of one. And that's what I want to do. I don't care what anyone thinks on social media when we get to heaven. Like, I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But that helps.
But that's the motivation everybody needs, I think.
Yeah.
When they're making these tough decisions, it's just to say, what's your focus on? What has God asked you to focus on? Are you supposed to focus on making money so that you can give it, or are you supposed to focus on working in the ministry? Those are your two options. Figure out where he's leading you and then do the best with what you can there.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Yeah. Well, this is helpful to you. Send this to someone you know who needs it.
I feel like this was a serious conversation. We didn't have much joking going on. But it is a serious question. It's really hard to make these decisions sometimes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you know anybody who needs this, send it their way and save it in case it's something you're ever going
to
need.
I mean, really send it to, if you know anybody who's like thinking about taking a ministry job, it's just a good reframe to look at things through.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Appreciate y'all. See y'all.
Do you want some more Bob and Linda in your life? How about this?
Of course.
How would you like to hang out with us for 6 weeks and your small group or church?
And if you want to do that, just go to seedtime.com/true to find out more details. Or send us a message, DM on Instagram at seedtime, and let's chat.